Ah, the week that was. Convenience store dogs, pathetic purchases, and the loss of a family umbrella. All here in the top moments of the week. We count them down. We do all sorts of stuff all week long.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it is great. Other stuff we don't put on this list. We forget. Like, we act like it never happened.
Never happened.
Exactly. Like when we played Guess the Chipmunk that one time.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Never happened again.
Don't remember that moment. Neither. Never happened.
Never happened. Top clip number three. Now, I knew for years that Monica Brooks' family once purchased a yard sale bird.
Uh-huh.
But I had never heard the story of the convenience store dog.
We had a dog, Lacey. We got her from the store, convenience store. There was a guy that had a dog. Yeah.
What?
There was a dog on aisle 7?
And the guy walked out of the store and be like, oh, look at this beautiful dog with this long hair, terrier mix or something. And I'm rubbing the petting the dog. And he says, take the dog. Where I go, I take no dog. And he said, that's all he said. We don't know who this man,
Where I go, I take no dog.
And this is in Bedford.
This sounds like a Game of Thrones character.
He said, where I go, I take no dog. The only thing he said was, don't change the dog's name. And we kept
where
the dog.
Where I go, I take no dog. Right,
where
don't
I go,
change
I take
name.
No dog. Yes, and we kept the dog.
Your family is so bizarre. This is the same family that got a bird at a yard sale.
My mom did.
Yep, what? Dog at a convenience store, bird at a yard sale. Not to mention a pony that just showed up.
Yeah, we had the family pony.
A random pony.
Yeah. It happens. Something like that happens.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't just happen.
I actually walked outside. Ooh, a pony.
It does in Bedford. Okay.
Antoine,
it definitely does.
You know what? That makes sense.
Top clip number two. Somebody on the show loves Will Smith a lot.
I know.
A little too much.
Antoine, that is his. That's your celebrity man crush.
Oh, definitely.
There's no doubt about it. But even with a man crush, it is creepy when you want to wear your man crush on you. Antoine was thinking about dropping how much for a shirt with Will Smith on it. Antoine loves Will Smith.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But you love Will Smith. You want to kind of hang out with him? I don't know. Be him?
In my head, we're best friends.
Is he the person you feel like, if he only knew you?
We would be best friends without a doubt.
Okay, you would be boys.
We would hit it off.
$40? Yeah.
The shirt is $30, but then shipping and handling is another like $10. Uh-huh. Yeah. So it's $40 all in all.
And is it just his face on it?
It's a Fresh Prince t-shirt.
Oh.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and he just started selling. First off, take that tone
like
out your voice.
I probably print it off and just, you know, put it on a plain shirt.
Feels like a $6shirts.com kind of shirt, really.
I feel like you both are haters.
The profits, does it go towards a charity or something?
I don't know. I trust that they go someplace
he doesn't care.
I don't care where the money goes.
There he is.
Stop it.
Will, it's you. Look, it's you on my shirt. I love you.
It's not embarrassing.
Love knows no.
It happens.
It's fabulous.
Like Monica says, it happens.
It does happen. Number one clip, it happens.
Oh.
Monica Brooks has the world's biggest umbrella. It's like a circus tent, but it is now somebody else's because she has lost the family umbrella.
Well, we pack up, make sure we have all the kids, everything in order. We get in the car. And I said, where's the umbrella? And everyone in the family starts looking at one another like, who's responsible for the umbrella?
Well, is that how they talk when they do it?
Yeah, they do.
Hey, who's responsible for the umbrella?
Return. Couldn't you be responsible for the umbrella?
I was taking care of the little one. So Ava and Jared, actually, they were the ones that were really...
So this is your husband's fault. So you have to understand, Monica's umbrella is virtually impossible to lose.
Yes.
It is the size of a hot air balloon.
Yeah. So
and you lost it.
I called the campus just to see if someone would return the umbrella, or maybe there's...
Because it would stand out.
Or hopefully, if someone found it, they're going to use it. It's for their family. Well, they have a massive family.
Did you look up to see if anyone had flown away with it? Because that was entirely possible.
That baby right there has my umbrella.
Yep. Larry Poppins over there.
I was really upset about that.
I know you were.
You still are.
I lost my appetite and everything. I was really upset about my umbrella. So I had to go back.
Let me ask, do you wish the umbrella well at this point with whomever has found it, or do you want them to be punished in some way?
I think it's a new grad student that probably picked up like, dude, look at this big umbrella. We're going to do something stupid. I'm hopeful that it was a family that found it and they really use it.
No, they chugged 25 beers out
of
that umbrella.
They probably, opened it and poured beer in it and sipped out with straws.
It's an umbrella funnel party.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking, yo.
It's a huge, I miss it.
Pop quiz. $1,000, you can buy your own family umbrella. Maybe they'll buy you an umbrella, Monica, if they win. True. As sort of a pity present. Will you take their pity present?
I guess.
Of course you will. Yeah, that's a yes right there. I don't want to pretend I'm interested. Uptown Cheapskate, go get your three free answers right now and then win $1,000. Next in the pop quiz. Da-da-da-da.